This is On Mill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The On Mill Radio News update at 8. I am Babison Harris. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has told the UN General Assembly that democracy is progressing as Liberia transitions from one democratically elected government to another in October this year. Delivering her last speech to the United Nations General Assembly, she said Liberia is grateful to the UN for its pivotal role in ensuring peace.
Liberia is just 22 days away from historic legislative and presidential elections. It will mark the first time in 73 years that political power will be handed over peacefully and democratically from one elected leader to another. This paves the way for the next generation of Liberians to lead the country into the future.
This meeting is the general debate of the United Nations General Assembly for world leaders to gather at the UN headquarters to discuss global issues. The theme of the general debate of the 72nd session is focusing on people striving for peace and a decent life for all on a sustainable planet. Liberia's religious leaders have pledged to work together to combat corruption in the society. Christian and Muslim clerics describe corruption as a threat to national growth and development and committed themselves to leading a campaign against the menace. The religious leader made the commitment in Monrovia at an anti-corruption conference hosted by the Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission, LACC. The head of the Liberia Council of Churches said they are determined to continue to spread anti-corruption messages to their congregation. Bishop Jonathan Hart called for collective national efforts to fight corruption, saying it is everybody's business. At the same time, an executive of the National Muslim Council, Sheikh Kaba Trawale, described the fight against corruption as a noble battle that should be supported by all. UN health experts say millions of people are dying prematurely from diseases such as cancer and heart disease, and many governments are making only limited progress in controlling them. A new report from the World Health Organization, WHO, indicates that much greater political will is needed to beat these non-communicable diseases, also known as NCDs. WHO's Dr. Douglas Becher told journalists on Monday in Geneva that the issue is a key development problem. He said the data suggests that the world is not on track as he had hoped to reduce NCD deaths by one-third by 2030. The news is coming to you from On Mill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. U.S. President Donald Trump has told the UN General Assembly that America would destroy North Korea if forced to defend itself or its allies. In his debut speech, he mocked North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, saying Rocket Man was on a suicide mission. North Korea has tested nuclear bombs and missiles in defiance of the UN. Just before Mr. Trump spoke, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had a statementship saying we must not sleepwalk our way into war. The American leader also attacked Iran, saying it was a corrupt dictatorship which was intent on destabilizing the Middle East. He called on the government in Tehran to cease supporting terrorism and again criticized the Obama-era international agreement over Iran's nuclear program, which he called an embarrassment. And the wreck of a German submarine that sank during World War I has been found in the North Sea, and officials believe 23 bodies may be inside it. The Type UB-2 submarine is said to be in good condition, lying at a depth of 100 feet off the Belgian coast. West Flanders Governor Carl Dikker-Lewis said the submarine is in such good condition that they believe other bodies are still on board. The vessel is thought to have been sunk by a mine. Mr. Dikker-Lewis told reporters on Tuesday that the location of the wreck was being kept under wraps to prevent people going near it and to stop the submarine being looted or damaged. That's the On Mill Radio News update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on On Mill, you can log on to www.onmill.unmissions.org. Facebook.com/onmail2003 or Twitter/onmailnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.